talk, of course, that is part of a discussion. It's not a final position of any of the teams I'm member of, or at least, or even not a position at all. It's just part of the discussion. And also, I'm not going to blame people. And I know sometimes, so this team has some preferences, but other teams might have other preferences. It's not always so this team has a, is the one who has, is the one that everybody needs to take, or needs to follow what they want to. So that's just. I'm not going to blame people, but I'm going to, I'll try to open speak about what the issues were that we detected. And Anna, if I speak too fast, please say so. Okay. So about how is this connected at all, quality assurance and release management? Well, quality assurance is about, for example, about good packages. And release management is about good releases. So I think there's something very value between them, and lots of stuff is shared between both. And actually, if I look at the people who are doing the release management these days, actually all of them are members of the QA group. I started as doing QA stuff, and then somehow I ended up in the release team. And that happened to some other people as well. So it's a natural thing to do. So what worked well with Edge? What worked, in my opinion, quite well was, at the beginning we had discussions about what all should be blockers for Edge. And then we said that we want to have as few blockers as possible, and we have release goals. So the people can say, even quite late in the cycle, we would like to see, for example, lib as Linux included. So we say, okay, if you do the work, you can do it, but we're not going to wait for you, and you mustn't break other stuff. And that worked out very well, I think. I don't think that we would, I think we would have had way more trouble with integrations like SE Linux if we would say, well, we do that as a release blocker and then somebody will fix it, because somebody usually means, only the usual suspects. But if you say, if you can have your pet goal included, but you have to do the work, people are willing to do more work for it. So I think that worked very well. What also worked quite well is the version tracking on bugstep.org. This is something new, but it has already we already found a couple of RC bugs we would have missed otherwise, because maintainers have rolled back the releases by accident. We can now also see how many bugs are in Edge and how many of them are unfixed in both Edge and Unstable, which is something new. We could, up to in Sarge, we couldn't really see which RC bugs are still valid for Sarge. Sometimes we found out because people reopened bugs and tagged some Sarge, but was a lot of manual work and lots of mistakes were done. This time we have just information from the bug tracking system. It's a really great thing. Even though there's some minor bits still need to be settled in it, but it's really very good. But also I think the partial freeze also worked well, so that we started to freeze first a few core packages. This time we also have frozen common build dependencies earlier. We learned that from last year, so it's not a good idea to have a broken CDBS upload 2 days before freeze. Yeah, bug squashing tools, I think they are quite okay. Release updates via Debian Devel announced. Experimental staging area. Another thing that changed from Sarge to Edge now was, in Sarge we had a lot of pain with individual architectures. I can remember well when I asked one of the Debian developers in Austria to look where a certain box of the architecture arm is, go there by car, take the box to his car and drive back to some hosting location. I don't want to, we didn't need to do that this time. So that worked way better. The arm people, for example, now really have started to take care of their architecture. They have accepted that they have to take care, or we won't have arm at all in Edge anymore. So I think that worked well as well. The non-maintainers upload policy, I think it's, at large it worked. Of course, I think there are details to be done better. And I hope I can say this at this point of time at all, but I think managing the release at large worked quite well. We had people who said, well, we won't do it, definitely we won't do it after below 3 or 4 years. I think that's now wrong. We can do it, we missed our original time, but I feared that in the beginning that this will happen, but if we wouldn't have said we will release in December, but said, well, we probably will release in May, we would have released in August. So if we say we release in December, we might have a chance to hit January or even February. So I'm, well, I wouldn't say happy, but it's okay. Some things didn't work so well. So, for example, some major packages are bad or even not maintained at all. If I look at the packages maintained by the Apache team, the Apache team. So we have APL, and a grave bug was reported in November to the subversion directory. Five people have access. One of them, who is in the NM queue, is the only one really doing many changes there. He committed a bug fix in November, a few days after the bug was reported. Well, and now the package was uploaded by me in NMU 2 days ago, which is very, very long for a grave bug. That's something that must not happen. Even worse, I fixed some bad bugs in the Apache 2 package, and one of the maintainers started to threat me on IRC about doing NMU of his package. And said I should never NMU any of his packages anymore. But actually I did it a second time because there were some more bugs unfixed. Yeah, but actually, I don't like it. It would have been very, way better the second time. I was the same with as with the APR. I just took out changes from their subversion directory and uploaded it. That's nothing good. Another package that's very helpful at the moment is libpng, where the package was orphaned by the previous maintainer for understandable reasons. The new maintainer just jumped two new upstream releases in the months before the release. Very well done. Another thing that was not so helpful for Edge was there was some people started with bug mass searching at the moment where we actually want to release. Well, I think it's a good idea, for example, to miss which packages have broken changelog or don't have a Debian Copyright file. That's a good thing. But please don't do it in the week before release. Do it at the beginning of the release cycle, not at the end. And also, that's one point where I think we should think about if we could codify some of our release policy things even in script so that if binary packages don't have copyright files, they're even not accepted by Debian Archive Kit anymore, or that we have something like auto bug filing for it. Because it's easy if you detect it at the beginning of the release cycle. It's not so easy if it happens at the end. Also, something I didn't like at all is some people tried to push new stuff into the release policy. Well, until the last second, it's not really true as of today because it didn't release Edge, but at least until 2 days ago. So, of course, I agree that there are a lot of things that would be nice to be fixed, but would be nice to be fixed isn't a release critical bug. That's an important bug. Release critical is only what's in the release policy. Another thing that worried me quite long was our count of release critical bugs. It just exploded after the release of Sarge. With the release of Sarge, we were down to almost zero, or we were down at basically zero. Then, of course, we changed, and the Sarge ignore wasn't counted anymore, we changed to Edge ignore. So it gave us alone, I think, about 150 bug reports about documentation changes, because we had the policy changes we didn't have a chance, we needed to do. Then we had the C++ transition, and the count of release critical bugs was basically out of control until October, November, which is very, very long. So I think we definitely need to make sure that the RC bug count stays in a sane amount all the time. And sane amount means for me not more than whatever 250 RC bugs. So something else that didn't work so well, this is now more from the maintainer's point of view. What did maintainers do wrong? Well, uploading packages not meant for the next stable release to unstable. Uploading packages when they hit transitions worst. Or even simple things like didn't get the well announced first before uploading packages would really help sometimes. So I think all things on this page are things that I don't know how we could fix that from the QA perspective, really to say. Some people don't understand how the Edge RC policy works. They don't even understand it after it's explained to them. people tend to mix packages that need to go to the new with RC bug fixes, which is perhaps not the best idea. Usually it's not required. And if it's required, please tell the release team. We could do something about it, but only if we know it. And yeah, if anybody has a good idea how we can fix that, please say so. I don't have any. Yeah, some things are still open for Edge. Some QA aspects are open. We should this time check the installer CDs and stable release before publishing.
Don't look at me.
I don't look at you. I look at the slide. No, nothing personal, is it? Well, actually, this slide comes from what from the talks that I've given as a look back talk at Sarge. And it's still in the talk because, of course, we couldn't do it because we didn't release up to now. Also, we should build the release from the final official archive state and not from something we expect that might be the final official archive state. Yeah, the release notes also needs to be done. I think we are better than we were with Sarge, but we are not there where I would like to be. Yeah, also a few more things that could have worked better, but actually we couldn't expect it otherwise. That the release team shouldn't be crushed under unreleased requests. If you take a look at the debut release mailing list since Monday, you know what I mean. It's basically going to be unreadable. Short of these times would also always be good, but actually I don't know if it's so important that we should give up the benefits that we get from it. So basically, we keep with it. Still, of course, it's always things that cost us effort, but it's still effort well spent, I think, at this time.
What do you propose to do not to be crushed under unfreeze requests?
I would say it would be good if the maintainers fix the packages in time. Basically, the problem, why do we need to freeze at all at this moment in time? We had some discussions, and technically, well, the RC bug countdown was going down, but we have a few maintainers who are uploading very many packages, who said, well, I can still upload new versions to unstable because you're not going to freeze anyways now. It's not frozen, I can still upload. So we had two possibilities. Either we accept that we get more issues like libpng, where new upstream versions are uploaded. Or we said, well, we'll freeze now, we crashed under the unfreeze request, but there's still time better spent than trying to fix the individual breakages. Best thing would be if maintainers would see, okay, we are going to release, we are not going to upload new unstable versions up to the release, and we don't need to freeze. It would be the best. I just don't see how it works with some people. I'm not going to name names now, but from what I have said, you're looking a bit about the packages, you will find out anyways. So, another thing that I would like to see for Lenny is version tracking with Brittany, our testing migration script. Currently, the version tracking of bugs exists, but the testing migration script just ignores it. That's not too bad actually, because we can still use it from. The release team still sees what the versions are, and we should still care about them, but that could be improved for that. Normally it's better to not change it now, because it would be a bad moment in time to do it now. And also, something that worries me a bit is, not worries, but I don't know if it's really a better solution as well, but. Kernels need to go often to the new, because every ABA change makes a new, and then it goes to new for every architecture. The kernel modules extra, and kernel modules concept, and kernel modules non-free. I'm not sure if there's something better to do it, but it's something that costs time for every route, not only the release team's time, also FTP team's time, and it might even work better if the kernel team would communicate better when something is stuck in the Europe.
Actually, this is pretty going okay, I think.
I think it's okay, except when you two are on vacations.
Kernels and you are usually done within one day, so...
Yes, except if you two are unavailable. Well, if any of you two is there, it's not an issue. But
yeah.
If you...
it should not be a problem if it takes a few days longer in...
Normal times not. It's just a bit unfortunate now when we try to push 2.6.18 in. That was when I noticed. But as I said, it might be just, well,
the
we just leave it as it is.
bit a bad example because there are real packaging changes and not just a new API.
Yeah.
That's why it took long.
Okay. Well, anyways, all on this slide is basically, in my opinion, just, well, it could have, it might be that there's a better way, but I don't see any currently. So, that's, it's, I think there will, even if you do it the best way we could do, there are always points of the same way. It could have been nicer if, but we don't see how to do it. So, that's just normal in life.
That goes for the first point as well. I think, especially just after the freeze, you are going to have to deal with a lot of requests.
Of course.
And I think it was very good the way the release assistants have jumped in to help process the list.
Yeah, but actually, I think currently there are really four very active members of the release team. Three are currently in the Zoom. And if I look back at the art, basically how many people did many unblocking requests, it was about the same. It was Frank and me as release assistant, mm-hmm. Steve and Colin as release managers. So it's about the same. So I think we might survive it. Also we had about, for Sarge, I look back, currently we had about 85 RC bugs, unfixed in both unstable and testing. Now we had about 80. So that's about the same. And for Sarge, we had the final freeze for 1.5 months. So we'll see about how we do this time. Yeah, except of course a few more further possible improvements in Lenny. So we had, as I said at the beginning, what worked fairly well was that we split up the release blockers into release blockers and release goals. But what we could need is a better management of release goals. Currently there's no good way to say, well, which bug reports are open for this release goal. Of course, for some goals it's possible, but not for all. There's no systematic way in doing it. Also, what we could do, I think better is, we need, what I would like to see is automatic checks for release policy statements, if that's possible. Some are not possible, but for some it's possible, and for them I would like to see them. If we could do really good checks, perhaps even in the FTP masters scripts, if not, at least something where we get automatic RC bug reports out or something like that, or half automatic out. Also, what I would like to see is if we could lack the dependencies between SHLIP bumps and testing transitions. That's still not working out as I would like it. But I need to add, well, this thing was also on my slide, what we could do better in Edge. So I hope we will manage it sometimes. Also, what I really would wish is less issues with the build daemons. That doesn't mean it's bad now. It's now way better than it used to be with Sarge. But still, for example, currently we have some build daemons where DH test root just disappeared during the build, which doesn't make me really happy. And something else, well, it was also already on our Edge slide, was better u-depending in the testing migration script.
There has been some work on that to prepare it, but it kind of stalled due to holidays and work for the release. I think we can easily pick that up after the release.
Okay.
It should be done fairly soon then. But it will still require manual hinting. We can at least solve the problem that the UDEPs don't migrate together with the
complexity currently is just high. But for people who don't know it, currently if a package with UDEPs is migrated, first someone needs to unblock the package, then it migrates, then someone from the FTP team needs to update the UDEPs, and that needs to and the UDEPs needs to be updated fairly soon, because if a new package upload to unstable, the UDEPs would just disappear from the pool. So, yeah. Then, what we wanted to do for Edge was that we write down a checklist with dependencies. We didn't do that, but we should do it. I think we are better in the area of out of order processing. I think we didn't do too many mistakes up to now, but the area where we could do so many mistakes will still come. So. That's not sure up to now. More up-to-date information on releasedev.org. I think the releasedev.org is better maintained than it used to be for Sarge, but still, there could be done more. And something I really really would like to see Lenny, for Lenny's release cycle was just that they have a couple of really bad packages on Unstable, just remove them. We have currently for Unstable, I think about 750 SC bugs, so the valid for Unstable. And for Edge, we have something like 150. So there are lots of packages that just needs to be removed. The packages that were not part of Sarge, that are not part of Edge, but they are still part of Unstable. And they were part of Allstable, that means Woody. So I really think these packages can just go. And that's something that it is not necessary for the release team, not necessary, but I think for the overall quality of Debian, it would be very helpful to get that stuff. So I think that was now a couple of issues from my side, or a couple of ideas from my side. It's not definitely not a thing to say everybody from the release team has that used the slides. In fact, nobody has, because I've done some of the plane. But I still think they are, I hope they have, but have some good ideas. Okay. Any comments? And of course, it was only about testing the release team, nothing about the stable release team.
We don't care about it.
What I think what should be done is there are a couple of packages which aren't rebuildable. So if you build it once and then try to change something in changelog or something like this and try to rebuild it again, they just fail because of some changes
yes.
during the build run that can be easily automated. Alexander Wirth and I already worked on that a bit and found our first round something like 200 packages which are failing to build the second time.
Actually, I think that would qualify well for this release goal. As said, we don't have good management of them up to now. I'm thinking about using user tags for that with user Debian release at least the org. So and of course I definitely don't want to say, well, we now have 200 new SC bugs. But of course, finding them as important bugs would be pretty okay. And if you notice that we are down to something like 5 of them, because still say, well, now the rest are SC bugs. And that's basically what I want to do with any of the good ideas. A lot of good things that should be done, but that are not yet RC. Okay? Another thing,
I think most of the more up-to-date information for release on release Debian.org could be a little bit automated if release Debian.org would be on a host which also has FTP master information.
Yeah. I know that.
Currently the release Debian.org virtual host is on Glug, where neither FTP nor bug information is available. So moving that to either Merkle or directly to FTP master would be a nice idea. AJ denied it when
it was on Spore.
When it was on Spore, which I could understand.
Yeah, of course. Spore was pretty loaded. Okay. Next one. Comments, suggestions, more ideas?
Yeah, what about stable-to-stable upgrades? I mean, automatic testing of these things.
Yeah, I'm not too sure which upgrade tests are done now at all. I see within France might know more about that than I do. But definitely, anything that could be automated would be a good idea. And of course, stable-to-stable upgrades need to work. And
Sarge
needs to work. From one stable version to the next stable needs to work.
Right.
I'm not too sure what is automated, but that would be definitely a good area where one could spend more effort. Franz?
There's a number of people that have been upgrade tests and have identified issues and have filed bug reports against individual packages. the main thing that's missing at the moment is an updated strategy. I've done some tests myself, mostly with a full desktop environment, and I see a lot of packages getting removed, and I currently don't have a way to avoid that, except by doing the upgrade interactively using Aptitude. But some other people have reported other results, and I'm a bit confused about that, but I haven't had the time to look into that properly. So mostly it is part of writing the release notes that it has to be done, but a bit more help in that would be very welcome. And I want to try to use these days here to maybe look at it with some people here to see if we can find a solution. In general, I think the upgrade path is pretty clean. I haven't seen any major issues while doing the upgrades that I've tried. It's certainly easier than it was with Sarge to Edge. Woody to Edge. Would need to charge.
And she would see problems.
Yeah, exactly. No,
well, except if you run into a 2.2 kernel.
Yeah, but...
Right, exactly that. Okay, anything more? We're not biting here, nobody of us is, so if you have any idea, please say so.
I think what also helped with Edge now is that some packages which have information that tends to change often, like time zone data, is now in an all package, not mm-hmm. in a package like glibc. So we don't need to update glibc within stable releases, which hurted us, I think, at least twice, because glibc, for some reasons, doesn't build anymore on certain hosts and on certain architectures, and needs hand builds on maintainers machines to fix that.
I definitely think that from an overall quality perspective, Sarge was way better than Woody, and Edge is way better than Sarge. And so I'm really very happy with what happened with Debian in the recent 2-3 years. So I think we are doing a good job, but still, there's more that could be done, of course. Okay. Well, thank you for your attention. Thank you.